AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Secretary of State John Kerry says any ambitions Iran might harbor of developing nuclear weapons have been set back significantly.
It would take Iran at least a year to try to break out of the agreement, kick out the inspectors, accumulate the amount of fissile material needed for a single bomb.
He spoke in Vienna after the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency verified Iran has met its nuclear-related commitments per agreement. President Obama, meanwhile, signed executive orders lifting economic sanctions on Iran. Iran will release 4 detained Americans in exchange for 7 Iranians held or charged in the U.S., and a 5th American has also been freed in an unrelated release. Ali Akbar Durrani reports, although the U.S. says the release was separate from the nuclear deal, it was a result of intense discussions.
Americans have been discussing the case of prisoners, including Jason Rezaian, in almost every discussion they have had with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and the negotiating team in the past 2.5 years.
President Obama has signed an emergency declaration clearing the way for federal aid for Flint, Michigan, which is dealing with a drinking water crisis after its water supply became contaminated with lead. President Obama proposes more help for people who've lost their jobs.
Under my plan, experienced workers who now make less than $50,000 could replace half of their lost wages, up to $10,000 over 2 years. It's a way to give families some stability.
He spoke in his weekly media address in the Republican talk. House Speaker Paul Ryan said his party will soon give details on improving the economy.
Our economy is far from its potential. Wages are still stagnant. Families are suffering. How do we fix our tax code?
This is AP Radio News. The Packers are in Arizona for a rematch with the Cardinals in the NFC playoffs tonight.
It's the second time in 4 weeks the NFC West champion Cardinals will host the Packers. Arizona comes in as the number 2 seed following a franchise record 13 wins, including a 38-8 drubbing of an injury-riddled Green Bay team in a Week 16 game, highlighted by 9 quarterback sacks. The Packers got those starters back in last week's wild card win over the Redskins. The Cardinals will be without 2 starters that faced the Packers last month, linebacker Alex Okafor and defensive tackle Corey Redding. George Tanner, Glendale.
In the day's first NFL playoff game, the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-20. Regions Bank says the company's planning to eliminate 260 positions in the first quarter of the year. The Alabama-based company runs more than 1,600 banks. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.